The Willows. Lights Pass is a relatively small village. In the period, the 1930s to the 1940s, there were no shops, no business offices, no facilities such as garages, petrol outlets, banks, general stores or specialty shops. Just homes, churches and primary schools. All other services were available in nearby Nuriutpa. But one service that Lights Pass did and still provides is a mail service. In my time, mail was sorted and delivered through the Jacob family. There was easy access to their house adjacent to the Straight Gate Church, where residents would knock on the front door and ask for their mail. Mrs. Jacob, with daughters Irene and Gertrude, would sort the mail on their dining room table and allocate the mail as requested. Today, 2021, there is a small building in front of the school building providing numbered mailboxes. The most surprising and notable service that Lights Pass offered in these earlier years was the Willows Hospital. In the migration years of the 1840s, a notable arrival was a Mr. J.G. Scholz, together with his wife and family. He had been a surgeon in the Prussian army, where he gained experience and expertise in bone setting and massage therapy, a skill which he enjoyed. In 1846, he acquired a property of 500 acres across the North Parra River in Lights Pass. He and his family set to work clearing the land, all hard labour, and proceeded to plant vines and trees and sow wheat, as well as rearing cattle and sheep. His skill as a masseur and bone setter soon became known, and these services were in demand. Natural sources were used to provide housing, such as large hollow gum trees, until more substantial accommodation could be constructed. His son, William Heinrich Scholz, who had migrated with his father, J.G. Scholz, shared his father's interest and skill in naturopathy and massage, furthering his skills by practice and wide reading. Their success in treating sprains, broken bones, and muscle failure won wide public recognition throughout Australia and beyond, especially after successfully treating such notable gentlemen as Mr. John Angus, a member of the Seppel family, and a Mr. Worst. When J.G. Scholz moved to New South Wales with members of his family, son Wilhelm continued and expanded his medical service while operating the farm. With demands on his medical skill expanding, he borrowed money to build a hospital. This was a very successful venture and at its peak housed up to 30 inpatients. The hospital provided massage rooms, hot baths, patient accommodation, a lounge for patients, and a large dining room with adjoining kitchen. Up to 5 nurses and 5 domestic helpers were employed. The farm provided most of the catering provisions, such as meat, milk, cream, butter, eggs, and poultry. In 1928, the son of Wilhelm Scholz took over the practice. He was Herbert Bernhard Scholz, known locally as Dr. Bert Scholz. He and his family members were involved in running the hospital. Dr. Bert's wife toiled in the kitchen and dining room, and daughter Gwen Habey was the nurse. Daughter Lorna Ford was my Sunday school teacher in the Straight Gate Sunday School. The son of Dr. Bert, William Herbert, became a medical doctor, a graduate of the Adelaide University. His death was untimely. Both my father, Reverend R.B. Reuter, and I have benefited considerably from treatments given by Dr. Bert Scholz, who was also a prominent citizen in community affairs. The hospital is now empty and stands as a memorial to the Scholz family. Entry to the Willows is via a laneway leading off to the left of the main Lights Pass Road facing north, shortly after crossing the small bridge spanning the North Parra River. On the right of this entry is the home of the late Albert Scholz and family, a brother to Dr. H.B. Scholz. He was a qualified chemist who provided the well-known supplements for the willows, Scholz's liniment and Altona drops. A room and veranda space at the residence were used to produce these supplements. It involved mixing the ingredients for the liniment in 4-gallon drums and, when ready, siphoning the contents into bottles which were then sealed and labelled. The Altona drops were siphoned into very small bottles, sealed and labelled. I assisted in this process from time to time. When the willows closed, the recipes for these medicines were sold to a chemist in Tanunda. Mr. Albert Scholz and family, his wife Elsie and children Stella, Stanley, Eileen and Phyllis, are related to the G.J. Rechner family. Elsie Scholz was a Rechner, a granddaughter of G.J. Rechner. Son Stanley lost his life in World War II as a member of the RAAF. Though buried in England, there is a small memorial to him in the Straightgate Cemetery near the entrance on the left. Another notable Scholz gentleman was Mr. P. A. Scholz of Lights Pass. He owned a property which produced grapes and fruit, principally apricots. He and Mrs. Scholz and family, Leslie, Harold, Mavis and Colin, lived in a nice brick home in Lights Pass. Leslie was an organist for the Straightgate congregation, while Harold and wife Ivy managed the farm. Mr. P.A. Scholz was fully occupied for many years as the manager of Penfolds Wines based in Neuruppin. His Christmas gift to my father was always a flagon of very mature port, 1916 to 1918 vintage. At that time, most wines were sold by the flagon, equivalent to 3 bottles, the cheapest being Hock and Claret, costing about 2 shillings and 6 pence a flagon. The good fortified wines were more expensive, including sweet and dry sherry, Frontenac, Muscat, and varieties of port. Some of the latter were used for medicinal purposes.